What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this June 2nd. I'm so used to saying May. It's already June. June 2nd, 2025. And we're still talking hockey, which I love. I'm getting used to this. 3 years in a row? Here it is, June. I'm talking about Florida Panthers hockey. I'm not talking about the Miami Dolphins offensive and defensive lines and the coaching staff and mini camps. This is so much better. And June just started. The Florida Panthers, they're going to carry us into, I would say, towards the end of June. Because if there is a game 7, which there very well could be, that would be June 20th. Then we get to talk about the parade and all the way until football season, where Dolphins fans feel like their team has a shot. I know there's been some Mike McDaniel press conferences. There's been some Dolphins talk and trade rumors and deals possibly coming up. But I don't have to talk about all that right now, because we got the Florida Panthers 2 days away from taking on the Edmonton Oilers rematch Stanley Cup final. I can't wait for it. I got to pop open a Celsius. I don't know why I'm feeling like hot right now. Got to pop this open, take a swig. This feels so much better. Now, I want to give you guys a heads up, because I'm going to be here almost the entire week. I'm going to be with you guys almost the entire month. We got the Stanley Cup final. I can't not be here on the airwaves, except for tomorrow. Let me just do a quick explanation. I would like to be with you guys the entire week, but tomorrow I can't. Tomorrow I have a dental procedure. I don't really know what's going on. They took some x-rays, but I got to get a dental procedure done tomorrow. It might hurt like heck. It might be done by the time it's showtime, but I'm not taking any chances. I'm not going to sit in that dental chair thinking about, hey, we need to finish this up because I got a show that starts at 3 p.m. So I informed the station yesterday on a Sunday that tomorrow I will not be able to do a show. So I'm giving you guys a heads up right now, right at the beginning of the hour, so you don't kvetch tomorrow, where are you? And I feel like it's okay, because tomorrow is sort of like an day. I'm getting you ready for the Stanley Cup right now. Wednesday I'll be with you guys, unless my mouth isn't functioning, which would be a terrible thing. I'm sure I'll be okay. Maybe a little bit of pain, but whatever. Got to get the problem handled, whatever it is. And then I'll be ready for Wednesday night's game 1 in Edmonton. I'm not going to be in Edmonton for game 1. I'm not going to be in Edmonton for game 2. I will be in Sunrise for 3 and 4. I will not be in Edmonton for 5. I will be in Sunrise if there is a 6. And I will be in Edmonton if there is a 7. We got a long ways to go, but when you look at this series, we had 7 games last year. This should be another epic matchup. It should be extremely entertaining. I know the result I want. I'm pretty sure I know the result all of you want. I don't think we're going to have a sweep. I don't think this series is going to end in 5. I know it's not like I'm going out on a limb. Oh my gosh, Slater came on. He doesn't think it's going to be a sweep or end in 5. My gosh, you got to tune into this guy every day. What a genius. It's kind of like stating the obvious, but look, the Panthers and Lightning, that ended in 5. The Panthers and Hurricanes, that ended in 5. Last year, we thought the Panthers and Oilers would end in 4. This year is a little different. Starting on the road, I mean, I wish they were starting in Sunrise and not in Edmonton, but that's just the way it is. It's the way it's got to be. When you look at the points and you look at the records, it's just the way it shaped up to be. And we'll take it. We'll start on the road every year. You put the Panthers in the Stanley Cup every year, we'll start wherever you want. On the road, neutral site, home, doesn't matter. Just every single year, put them there. This morning, you may have seen some awards being handed out. The Selke Trophy, Sasha Barkov, and then Reinhardt's coming in second place as well. It's just, it's a great organization. It's a great and deep team. They're so ready for this. I'm so ready for this. I know Edmonton is so ready for this. But this team is so good. I can't wait to really like get into it. I haven't even gotten into it yet. I just started talking 5 minutes ago. I haven't even started the show. I'm not even close to starting the show yet. Unfortunately, we just had hurricane season start. Hopefully, it'll be a quiet one. I want to say over the last few years, it has been kind of quiet. Knock on wood. That's what I'm doing there. Knocking on wood. Not knocking on my head. That's a table right there. Wood. So we want to keep hurricane season quiet. Those of you who have tuned into the show for a long time, you know that I track storms. I'm into all of that. I'm into many things, but I travel a lot. So I tell you about where I'm going. I talk about forecasts. I'm not a meteorologist. The only thing I can predict, that would be who is not going to get a hit in a baseball game. That I am very good at predicting. Weather, I can't predict. I just look at all the models, and I'm talking about weather models. I mean, I look at the other models too. Girls. But in this case, weather models. So there's no happy hurricane season. It's just hurricane season. Hopefully it's a very quiet hurricane season for us in South Florida. You don't wish other people to get hit by a hurricane. Like, oh, well, at least it's not us. You don't want anyone to get hit by that. But unfortunately, I mean, this isn't the first hurricane season. It won't be the last. It's been around forever and ever and ever. And hopefully we will not have to deal with anything. And hopefully nobody will have to deal with anything. Speaking of what I just quickly mentioned, in case you're wondering and you want a little bit more information, I said I'm pretty good at predicting who will not get a hit in a baseball game. That is something that you can wager on. And I have a close friends group on Instagram. I have a lot of people in the close friends group. And what the close friends group gets, they get to see all of my exclusive content. And the majority of that would be my wagers. So you get to see what I am wagering on. You could do whatever you want with that, but that's what you're getting as a close friend of mine. I've been talking about wagering on this show for a long time. I've been talking about wagering in life for a long time. And over the years and over the last few months, I have studied more. I have learned more. I have become better at what I do. And that's with anything in life. No matter what you're doing, you can always become better. You can always fine-tune something. Just like I do with poker, I feel I'm a pretty good poker player, but you learn. You continue to learn. In the month of May, just in baseball, my record, and this is all real, this isn't BS, my record was 21-7, which is 75%. That is unheard of. 75%. And for those of you who are into wagering, you might think 75%, what are you hitting? Like minus 300 plays, minus 500? No, my average win was plus 109. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, no problem at all. This moment is not for you. But if you do, a 75% win rate, with the average win being plus 109 in the month of May, And then yesterday I went 2-1 with two huge winners. I put them up on my IG story so you could check them out for yourself. What I'm doing is no joke. I know what the heck I'm doing. I study a lot. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but maybe I am doing that right now. I'm really good at what I do. So if you want to be a close friend of mine, and a lot of you have DM'd me over the last week, a lot of people who were not close friends before, I get so many messages from you guys. And whether you're going to sign up or not, that's up to you. But the messages I get, Slater, I listen to your show every day. Thank you so much. You know, I really enjoy the program. I got people from all over. Okay, all over. Places you wouldn't even believe. People who work for certain companies, and it's, you know, everything's private. I don't publicize any of that. But the amount of people that have DM'd me on Instagram is just amazing. And I thank you for that. And some of you are signing up, those of you who have the ability to do it. And I appreciate it. And I'm sure right now you have been appreciating what I have been posting, because it's been a lot of fun. You don't have to win every single time. Nobody's going to do that. 21-7, that means 28 plays, 7 losses. Yes, I lost 7 times. Yesterday I had 3 plays, I lost 1. But the profit was huge yesterday and huge in May. So if you want to send me a DM and you want more info, I'll give it to you. If you don't, then just move along and get ready for some Florida Panthers hockey, because we're going to have a lot of hockey talk, and I can't wait for more and more hockey talk. The Panthers, they practiced this morning, hopped on a flight to Edmonton. Media day is tomorrow. It's not easy to get to Edmonton unless you got a charter like the Panthers do on Delta. Then you go nonstop from FLL to YEG. That would be Edmonton. Get there a couple days before game one. Do all of your media obligations tomorrow. That's what's up. I already got my flight booked for game 7. I told you guys I did that like a week and a half ago. There was no reason for me to wait. I looked this morning because a friend of mine was like, hey, maybe I'll go to game 7 with you. And I looked at the flights that I have, like Miami-Denver to Edmonton, Edmonton-Denver to Miami. And I think there's 2 seats left, at least up front. When I booked it, there was 7 or 8. Or maybe even 9. You got to do advanced planning on this stuff. You can't wait until the last minute. You want to buy tickets, you'll get a better deal now than you will if it does go 7, because then the prices will be jacked up and you get refunds. Maybe I should just do a show on, like, it's not even taking advantage of a system, because it's not. It's just being smart. If you can buy things, if you have the ability, if you've got a credit card where you have room to make the purchase. And I know some of you may not, but if you do, and you know you can get a refund if it doesn't happen, but you're going to get a better deal right now than later, why would you not do it? I mean, if you can get a great deal on a game 7 seat in Edmonton right now, and you know if it does go 7, the price is going to be sky high, and if it doesn't go 7, you're going to get a refund, why would you not do it? The same thing with a flight. You can get your money back. You can get your miles back. The same thing with a hotel. I don't know why people scramble at the last minute. Oh, I got to find a hotel. Go grab your hotel right now. You don't even have to pay for it. You cancel it like a day or two beforehand, and it's free cancellation. Like it was never even booked. I don't know why more people don't do that. It doesn't take that much intelligence to do it. Now, I travel all the time, so I'm used to this stuff. I got flights every single week going somewhere that I may or may not go, and then I'll just get a credit for it. This way, at the last minute, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're out of seats, or it costs so much money. I just don't understand the point of that. So it's not taking advantage of something. It's just, if you've got the ability to do it and the availability is there, go for it. There was one thing that I ordered, and I hope I didn't jinx anything here, but I'm getting over those jinxes and superstitions because it's so dumb. Like, because I order something, a result is going to change? No. That's just stupid to even think about. I don't even know why I brought it up. But last year, I waited. I waited too long because I didn't think about this. And by the time I thought about it and said, this is what I want, it was already too late and I couldn't get it. So now I learned and I said, I'm going to get this now and I'm going to be prepared. And I already got it delivered. What am I talking about? I went on eBay, which I don't know if that's the smartest idea or not, but I think it's better than Craigslist. So I went on eBay and I did get the product. It's already been delivered. I said, I want to order an inflatable Stanley Cup. Something that is big. I can take it on a plane. I could put it in my bag. It's inflatable. So you blow it up. So I ordered an inflatable Stanley Cup. On one side is the NHL logo. On the other side is the Florida Panthers logo. I wanted this last year, but it was already too late. It couldn't have been shipped in time, and I learned from my mistake. So now I already have it. I have not inflated it yet. But what I would like to do, if the Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup yet again, after they win, I am going to take some time away from South Florida for a little bit. Not from the show. I'll still be on. But I'm going to fly from Miami to Medellin because, of course, why wouldn't I? And I am going to get to the apartment in Medellin. I am going to go into the jacuzzi on the balcony. And I am going to put the inflatable Stanley Cup in the jacuzzi, which will be filled with water and maybe a little bit more than just the Stanley Cup. Girls, 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 girls. And that will be a great picture and video and a lot of fun. So that's my plan. I think there were three or four left on eBay when I last looked. But I ordered it from some dude in Canada. And it's a Panthers logo. You put the sticker on it, the NHL logo. And I think it's like 3 feet, the Stanley Cup, inflatable. I got to be ready. I'm sitting here telling you how you got to be ready for things. I got to be ready for this. If the Panthers win the cup, I will have an inflatable Stanley Cup in the jacuzzi in Medellin filled with girls, 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 girls. Maybe some Panthers players want to come down and hang out in the jacuzzi too. Not with me, but with girls, 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 girls. Why not? That'll be a little different than just hanging out on A1A or jumping in the Atlantic Ocean. Although that was fun to see. I don't know what they would do this year. But we still got games to play. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I can do that. As long as they're not doing that, that's okay. I can do it. I've been talking 18 minutes now. I can't even believe it. It's Monday. I'm excited. I got a dental procedure tomorrow, which I'm actually excited about because I want to get whatever the heck's going on out of there. So usually you think drill, oh, dentist, the worst. Just get me there already. I'm excited. Might be the only person excited to go to the dentist. That's tomorrow. So I won't be with you tomorrow. I'm excited to be with you here now. The Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup final. And then when I join you on Wednesday, I will be so revved up for the game that night. We're almost there. I have so many things in front of me. I got notes to my right. I got notes to my left. I got notes on my screen. I got my phone. I got things coming in. There's a lot going on, and I want to get to it, but I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
We got the Stanley Cup final starting, and we've got the NBA finals beginning as well. That's just how it works out. Early, mid-June, the NBA and NHL, they decide who the champion is going to be. And I'll tell you this much, you will be a champion if you watch the Stanley Cup final as opposed to the NBA Finals. Now, of course, they're not being played on the same night, so you could watch both of them, and I'm sure you probably will. But what's going to be more exciting? Of course, you're going to have some NBA fans who are not hockey fans. You're going to have hockey fans who are not NBA fans. So you got to take those people out of the equation. If you like both hockey and basketball, there's no doubt in my mind the Panthers in Edmonton is so much more compelling than the Pacers and Oklahoma City. Pacers and OKC, look, I'm not hating on them. They're both good teams. They both belong in the NBA Finals. One of them might be really fun. But to have both teams from small markets, both of them without true stars. I know SGA is the MVP, but he's not at the level of everyone and their mother knows him, okay? Like, oh gosh, yeah, SGA. No. The Stanley Cup Final is such a bigger deal. The rematch here, it just went 7 last season. Now they're facing each other again. Connor McDavid, the best player in the National Hockey League, an absolute star, taking on the defending Stanley Cup champs. It's a fantastic matchup. I cannot wait until Wednesday night. I cannot wait until game 3 and 4 in Sunrise. I'll be there. Game 6, I'll be there. If there's a 7, I'll be there in Edmonton. The storyline in the Stanley Cup Final, you've got Connor McDavid, a national hero in Canada, the biggest star in the game, against an organization that is quickly becoming the gold standard in the sport. And then you top it off with the same matchup that we just had last year, where the Panthers win the first 3, Edmonton wins the next 3, the Panthers win game 7 in a close one. You combine that with the greatest star against his nemesis, it is so good. And on top of that, the Panthers have so many players who other teams consider villains. We love them. But Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk, these guys are tough guys. And when there's an issue, one of them's always going to be in the mix. They're just a pain in the butt to play against. And most teams are lucky to have just one of them. The Panthers are loaded with them. Something I think Paul Maurice has hammered home, and I do believe it makes a big difference with the Panthers, is the whole idea of you bring your personality to the dressing room. In other words, guys who are quiet, Alexander Barkov, fine, be quiet. Someone who is loud, Brad Marchand, be that. Be yourself. And the collective group is going to make it work. And I think that's such an important idea. Because too often, you have a team in an organization, and they have a so-called culture. This is the way the team is. And when you sign with them, like, that's how you're expected to become. You're expected to act a certain way. Look at the New York Yankees. Like, the now former facial hair rule. I think that's a really good example. If you would sign with the Yankees, you were expected to behave like a Yankee, whatever that means. With the Panthers, you're expected to come in and be yourself. Be good. That's it. There's no exception beyond make the team better. Make the room better. Treat everyone with respect. But we are bringing you in to be yourself. And I hear this all the time. You may hear it on the broadcast too. You can never tell when you're seeing video from that dressing room. You can never tell who scored, who sat, who was the star of the game, because everybody is treated the same. And that is especially important for a team that has 19 different guys who have scored goals during the playoffs. The Panthers are not a top-heavy team. They have stars. They are deep. But top-heavy? Top-heavy would be Edmonton. Top-heavy is you've got two elite stars. You have Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. They're very top-heavy. They're not deep. They may argue with me, and that's fine. I don't care. The Florida Panthers are much deeper, and they're not top-heavy. Yes, the Oilers have a generational talent. Yes, they have the best player in the league. But with the Florida Panthers, there are so many players on that roster who are good, who are effective, who can make plays, who could score. The contributions, they come from every line. The only player I would argue on the Panthers' entire roster who, if it came out tomorrow, he was going to miss the entire series, and I would say the series is over, that would be Bob. That's it. Out of all the guys in the Panthers' room, the only irreplaceable one is Sergei Bobrovsky. Everyone else, there's just so much depth. And we've seen times where Reinhardt's out. Boqvist comes in. He scores. We've seen other guys out. They plug someone else in. They score. Bob is the only one who cannot be replaced. He's the difference in the series. He's the separation between the Panthers and Edmonton. And to be fair, because I like being fair, what I've seen from Stuart Skinner so far, the Oilers goaltender this playoffs, he's been better. He's not great, but he's been better. He's hot and cold. He's had a few really good games. But if we're going to compare goaltenders, Stuart Skinner and Sergei Bobrovsky, trust me, Edmonton would take Sergei Bobrovsky every single day of the week. Bob is the clear choice. So what do the Panthers need to worry about here? Should they be worried at all? It's a Stanley Cup final. They're the defending champs. Edmonton's got home ice. Should there be any worry whatsoever, any panic in that Florida Panthers dressing room? Is there something Paul Maurice should be hammering home to his team? I want to get to that convo in just a moment. I also want to get to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, because that is the best place to play poker in all of South Florida and really the entire country. It's also the home of my monthly poker tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, which will be coming up in a few weeks and will have a minimum of $50,000 up for grabs. You don't have to wait a few weeks for my tournament. They've got tournaments going on in the poker room at the Hard Rock every single day. In fact, multiple times a day. To see the entire tournament schedule, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. You'll see every buy-in, the amount of money up for grabs, the minimum in the prize pool, bonus high hands that'll be handed out almost on a daily basis. All the info is there. And then I hope to see you very soon, and I hope to take your chips, in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I would say Paul Maurice knows exactly what he's doing with this Florida Panthers team. He has done an amazing job getting these guys ready come playoff time, resting them towards the end of the regular season. Sure, some of us questioned, because that's what we do. We question decisions. But in the end, in Paul Maurice, we trust. In Bill Zito, we trust. I know Dolphins fans, you can't say the same for Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer. Heat fans can't say the same for Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. Not anymore. Marlins fans can't say the same for Peter Bendix or Bruce Sherman. But Florida Panthers fans, you got to feel so good and confident that this organization knows what the heck they're doing. By no means does anybody have to tell Paul Maurice, hey, this is what you should say, this is what you should do. But I'm a talk show host. I'm here to give you my opinion. And I think this is what Paul Maurice will do. Paul Maurice goes into that dressing room. He meets with his guys. He talks to them. He gets them ready for this Stanley Cup final, as ready as they need to be. I think a gigantic point of emphasis that will be on game one Wednesday night. On Edmonton's side, they've got to be saying, look, last year, these guys went up 3-0 on us. There is no way in the world we can let them jump out like that again. Absolutely not. We got this in our place to start, games one and two. We got to be so much stronger. We got to counter everything that they throw our way. That's what will be happening in Edmonton's locker room. And Paul Maurice has to know that, and I'm sure he does. I'm sure he will let every single one of his players know over and over again, those guys over there, they're coming after you. Now we're starting in their place. Look where you are right now. They're going to come out with more aggression. They're going to have way more force. And we're going to play our game, and we're going to counteract it. That's what the Panthers need to be ready for. Because you better believe come Wednesday night, the Oilers, they're going to go out there and be all out. This year's Panthers team, compared to last year's Panthers team taking on Edmonton, I think this year's team is better. I think the Panthers go into this series as a better version of who they were last year. Brad Marchand is better than what the Panthers had last season. Seth Jones is an improvement. This entire squad has a certain confidence because they won the Stanley Cup last year and they added more veteran leadership. But because sports are strange, it doesn't matter that the Panthers may have a better team now than they did last year, even though they won the cup. You could say and you could think and you could be right that this year's team is better. But if they don't get the same result, if they do not win the Stanley Cup, then the debate is over. You can't say they were better. It's all about the results. Even if the roster is better, even if all of the players you look at on that roster, you put them together and you're like, you know what? This roster was just better. Bill Zito did a great job. Paul Maurice did a great job. It will not matter if they do not win. Last year's roster, they're champions. This year's roster, they will not be better unless they're also champions. And when you look at the Vegas odds or the Hollywood, Florida odds, this series is essentially a pick 'em. It's right there. That's what's going to make this so great. You got the best player in the league on the other team. If you are into sports, and I'm assuming you are, unless you just tuned into me accidentally, to watch the best player in any game play, to have that opportunity, it's amazing. Because in a sport where a normal game, any game could possibly blow you away by the amount of speed and skill and physicality that you've got in hockey, you've got Connor McDavid, who brings like five more levels on top of what we're used to seeing. And you saw it last year. The dude has gears that nobody else has. He's like Tyreek Hill on skates. And even if you're cheering against him, he's the bad guy right now if you're a Panthers fan, it's still impressive to watch. It's got to be so entertaining. What a matchup. There is not a matchup that I would rather see in the Stanley Cup final than this rematch. Sure, it may have been easier if the Panthers were taking on the Dallas Stars. I want the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, but I also want this series to be entertaining. Am I okay if the Panthers sweep them? Sure, of course I am. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this rematch is going to be so great for television purposes, for being there, for everything. So much fun comes with a rematch. Edmonton is a fun team to watch. They're high scoring. They play fast. They're top heavy with their stars. And when you get to this level, when you get to the Stanley Cup final, you want to see two good teams. You want to see two entertaining teams. Yes, you want your team to win, but still, don't you want it to be in a against an opponent who is exciting to watch? That's why when, and I know they're not on the same night, but when I look at the Stanley Cup final and I look at the NBA finals, I just think to myself, this is going to be so much more entertaining than the Pacers and OKC. It may be unfair to compare the sports and it's two different crowds, but that's just how I feel. I mean, I got to tell you how I feel. I can't tell you how someone else feels. There is something a little weird, though, about the NBA that's all over the internet. It doesn't involve the Miami Heat. Nothing right now involves the Miami Heat, unfortunately. But it's a big talker, and I think a lot of you guys are into this. I want to bring it up, and I will right after this. A big talker on the internet and on television, NBA fans going crazy, putting things on social media, and I don't understand it. The whole NBA on TNT thing. All weekend, my entire timeline's got the best moments, the best clips, people saying they're so sad that it's over. No more NBA on TNT, the pregame show, postgame. Do people not understand what's going on here? That show is not going anywhere. The entire cast is staying exactly the same. The same four dudes. It's just moving. It's moving from TNT to ESPN. It's the same show moving stations. All you have to do is press a different channel on your remote control. And if you're unable to press a different channel on your remote control, then you just need to go out and get some new batteries, and then you'll be able to press a different channel on your remote and see the same show. But there's a huge thing being made all over the internet, and I'm like, what's going on here? The show's not going anywhere. All it is a new TV contract. Everyone's making money from this. I mean, we're not, but everybody else is involved. The same show, moving stations. I just don't get it. Now, theoretically, sure, ESPN could ruin the show. They could try to force one of their own talents into it or change how long it runs or some type of format difference. But people swear by that program. And I'm sure ESPN realizes that they're buying a winner. They're buying a finished product. I don't think they're going to try to reinvent the wheel with it. It just makes too much sense not to change anything. You got a great show. It's plug and play. Now it's on your network. And that's it. I don't talk a whole lot of, you know, national storylines unless it's a big story that everybody can relate to. I think that's one of them. And now, speaking of a network and what you might be watching on television, this does involve one of our teams locally. What are we going to be viewing tonight? Sure, I may have some more baseball plays for my close friends on Instagram, but there's another game that some of you might be watching. I saw somebody going nuts about it last night. The University of Miami, they get a second chance. this evening. Will the University of Miami be headed to the Super Regional? Will they be headed to the College World Series? Or does their season come to an end around 11:30 p.m. tonight? Hopefully that's not the case. College baseball, I know it's not extremely popular. I know Major League Baseball isn't popular in Little Havana, but the Marlins are in town. The Canes are playing. We got action. We got a lot of action. And you know what? I love action. I want to talk about that action in a couple of different ways. And I will next. Who's going to Little Havana in just a little bit? The Miami Marlins, they remain in town. They're taking on the Colorado Rockies. Have you seen the Colorado Rockies record? They're 9-50. Let me repeat that. 9-50. They have played 59 baseball games. And they've only won 9 of them. How the heck is that even possible? They're 41 games under 500. 59 games into the season. 41 under through 59. My gosh, that is historically bad. When will the Rockies get their 10th victory of the season? I hope it's not at Lone Depot Park during this series against the Marlins. More importantly, though, I mean, if the Marlins lose a game, they lose a game. The Canes, they cannot lose tonight. They made some noise over the weekend. It was a year where it didn't end all that well, but they won a few in the regional. And now, after losing last night, getting blown out last night, they have one more opportunity. If they would have beaten Southern Miss last night, they would have advanced to the Super Regional. Southern Miss has to beat UM twice. They did once last night in that blowout. And now they'll face them again this evening to see who goes on to the Super Regional. This game was only going to be streaming, which a lot of you guys have access to, but it will now be on television, ESPNU, this evening at 9 p.m. Will the Canes advance to a Super Regional, which is best of three, and whoever wins that, they go to Omaha? It would be nice to see the Canes back in Omaha. All right, no show tomorrow. I will be back with you on Wednesday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.